We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, generous viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, AVS. AsiaSat 5, which was formerly AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in the Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Swatar, Selenge Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhol Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Kha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotol on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom in Taipei City. Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV in Taipei County. Channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV, Yongzhai Lei Cable TV and GlobalView Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tingmen County, Channel 105 on Ming Cheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, education is improved in rural China. In peace news, an intercultural camp in Maine, USA brings together youth from Israel, Palestine, Egypt, and Jordan. In animal news, southern right whales return to Australia to give birth. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 2nd, is the Independence Day of Guinea, celebrating its sovereignty attained in 1958. 22 rivers originate in this West African country, including the Niger, Gambia, and Senegal. Rich in musical tradition, Guinea is the birthplace of acclaimed singer and player of the traditional kora harp, Mr. Maurey Konté. In 2001, he was appointed United Nations Goodwill Ambassador for the Food and Agricultural Organization. He said, "I will work with people of different cultures and will travel to different countries to give people the possibility to help each other. Our best wishes to the citizens of Guinea for a marvelous Independence Day."
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Ao Lạc or Vietnam. In the first week of September, relentless downpours flooded the central regions between Da Nang City and Binh Dinh Province. In addition to at least 6 fatalities in Wang Ai Province, in the heavily hit Y Soup District of Dak Lak Province, hundreds of tons of harvested rice were damaged where 80 houses were gravely inundated.
On September 7th, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our local association members go and help in any way possible while sending her heartfelt condolences, love, and prayers. She also donated $15,000 for those most urgently in need, including the orphaned, elderly, and injured. This amount could purchase $252,000 in urgent materials if bought in the United States based on OLAC's cost of living.
Covering their own traveling expenses, our association's relief team from Ao Lạc completed the relief work in Wang Dinh District, Hue City, and Da Thinh Province. They then went to Dak Lak Province to distribute basic food necessities and treats to 300 of the most disadvantaged households. The Red Cross informed our relief team that the victims lacked food and had not received any assistance. Our association members also donated money to 5 paralyzed people to help them purchase wheelchairs. The Wang Dinh Red Cross also conveyed their gratitude for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving support and sent her a letter of appreciation with the following excerpt that read,
Kính gửi Sư Phụ Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư, sự quan tâm của Sư Phụ là niềm động viên khích lệ lớn cho dân nghèo ở xã Quảng Thái, Quảng An và Quảng Phước. Thay mặt cho các hộ được nhận quà do Sư Phụ Thanh Hải tặng trong đợt này, Hội Chữ Thập Đỏ huyện Quảng Điền trân trọng cảm ơn sự quan tâm, hỗ trợ của Sư Phụ.
We too thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted aid and comfort from afar, and our association's relief team for their helpful endeavors. Wishing the Olaxese people a smooth recovery of their fruitful day-to-day lives as more people join in fostering a kinder environment.
Quakes hit Peru and U.S. as second quake rocks Indonesia. On Wednesday, a 5.9 magnitude quake struck southeastern Peru near Bolivia's capital of La Paz. In the United States, a 5.1 magnitude temblor shook central California on Thursday, about 148 miles west of Las Vegas, Nevada. There were thankfully no reports of damage or injuries for either quake. In Indonesia, however, a 6.6 magnitude quake struck on Thursday, one day after the devastating temblor that may have left more than 1,100 perished. Indonesian officials are assessing damage and determining whether there were any fatalities.
Upon hearing of Wednesday's initial quake in Indonesia, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately pledged $15,000, conveying her sorrow and prayers for all those affected. This amount could purchase $180,000 in emergency items in the United States based on Indonesia's cost of living.
We are grateful, Indonesian officials, for your swift actions to bring aid to the quake afflicted. Our appreciation also for Supreme Master Qinghai's comforting assistance. We send our earnest sympathies for those who have suffered loss and prayers for the soon recovery of the Indonesian people to the fulfillment of their daily lives. May such events be eased through our lighter, more considerate steps on earth.
130,000 people affected by rain and wind in Brazil. Since Saturday, 32 municipalities have declared states of emergency in the three southern Brazilian states of Santa Catarina, Rio Grande do Sul, and Paraná. With rising river water levels causing floods in several towns, one person has perished and two others are missing, as more than 10,000 people have had to leave their homes, with structures such as bridges damaged as well as roads blocked by mudslides. On October 1st, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $15,000 with all her love and sorrow to those most in need, especially the elderly, lone orphans, and the injured with no help. This amount could obtain $69,000 in emergency supplies bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Brazil. We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's kind-hearted assistance, which is sure to ease the distress of the vulnerable. Our condolences for the life lost as we pray for the protection of the storm-afflicted and their soon restoration of productive daily lives. May our world see such weather extremities minimized as humanity unites in leading kinder, eco-friendly lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
United States supports Nepalese development as part of a five-year agreement, a $205 million U.S. dollar donation being distributed by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, will go toward improving health care for the disadvantaged, strengthening democracy, and facilitating peace-building measures like community activities. Nepal's humanitarian aid and disaster recovery programs will also benefit. We appreciate and heaven bless your generosity, United States, in assisting Nepalese brethren toward their goal of self-sufficiency and independence. May the colorful nation and people of Nepal flourish in peace and prosperity.
Swine flu fatalities and afflictions continue rising worldwide.
Currently circulating swine flu strains have claimed 51 more lives in the past 24 hours, or a total death toll of 4,385. Thailand reported 5 new deaths, bringing the total to 165, and Bulgaria and Barbados each reported a first fatality.
New Zealand authorities reported 77 new hospitalizations in the past 1 week. As a 67-year-old woman without any of the typically associated health complications became the country's 18th to perish.
Meanwhile, Wales, United Kingdom, has detected the start of a second wave of the pandemic as cases steeply rose to 1,002 as of Tuesday night, in a 50% jump from the prior week. Indeed, throughout Europe, nearly 350 new swine flu cases were reported within a 24-hour period, with 210 being in the UK, followed by 60 new cases in Italy.
We send our condolences to the loved ones of those who have lost someone to the swine flu, and we pray for this tragic pandemic to end. Through the adoption of a compassionate vegan diet, may we eliminate the risk of further dangerous viruses in both humans and animals.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc. 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
U.S. officials meet with delegation from Myanmar, also known as Burma. United States Assistant Secretary of State for Asia, Dr. Kirk Campbell, and Burmese representatives met on Tuesday for the first high-level talks between the countries in over 10 years. Topics discussed included improved human rights and the freeing of political detainees such as democracy leader Da Aung San Suu Kyi, as well as open dialogue with the country's ethnic groups. Following their meeting, U.S. Assistant Secretary Campbell affirmed the likelihood of further dialogue. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, for your cordial discussion. Wishing the best for your expanding diplomatic relations, as well as the health and well-being of Da Aung San Suu Kyi and all the Burmese people.
Save our planet. UK organizations call for reduced meat and dairy emissions. The World Wildlife Foundation, or WWF, in collaboration with the British charity Food Ethics Council, recently published a report called Livestock Consumption and Climate Change, a Framework for Dialogue.
Seeking to bring farmers, policymakers, and environmental groups together to address the effects of livestock raising on the planet, the report points out that 20% of greenhouse gas emissions in the United Kingdom come from food. Saying that a large portion originate in meat and dairy production, the report goes on to call for a steady decrease in these emissions with at least 70% to be achieved by 2050.
World Wildlife Foundation and Food Ethics Council, we laud your insightful report. Wishing all farmers, officials, and the public throughout the United Kingdom, and indeed the world, constructive dialogue leading to the enjoyment of wholesome food grown in harmony with planetary health.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often highlighted our need to adopt the organic vegan lifestyle for both human and planetary survival, as in a May 2009 video conference in Togo.
If we eliminate meat from our diet, global warming is reduced very quickly by a tremendous amount, if not the most of it. If everyone becomes vegan, stops raising more animals for food, and instead growing organic vegetables, our earth and the environment can be saved. And as quick as we could not even imagine, in a few weeks.
Save Our Planet. Wildlife documentary company shares the world of nature with viewers. South Africa-based Earth Touch creates programs about nature and wildlife to inspire and encourage viewers toward better care of the environment.
The programs, which are broadcast within 48 hours of filming, are aired through Wild Touch Broadcasting on South Africa's SABC2, Channel 10 in Australia, and South Africa's high-definition channel Mnet.
Earth Touch programs are also viewable through podcast and online at www.earthtouch.com. With a stated mission of celebrating the beauty of nature through truthful and instantaneous reflections, Earth Touch is committed to respecting the environment and to avoid harm or disturbance to either the wildlife or their habitats.
A big bravo, Earth Touch, for your unique and gentle way of sharing the natural world around us. May our appreciation for Mother Nature and our animal co-inhabitants grow ever more through such quality programs as yours.
Save our planet. Deforestation, regional conflict, and water are causing heavy losses in the wildlife populations of India's Jammu and Kashmir state, with studies showing that the 300 species of birds once inhabiting the region have nearly disappeared.
Save our planet. Australia announces plans to provide emergency bottled water to southern towns due to high salinity levels of the Murray River caused by receding water levels in both the river and lakes Alexandrina and Albert.
Save our planet. Malaysia is set to create dedicated bicycle lanes in the city of Kuala Lumpur to promote cycling as a healthy lifestyle activity and raise awareness among the general public about its green benefits.
Save our planet. Warning that global agreement is now in jeopardy, United Kingdom's Prime Minister Gordon Brown begins encouraging international leaders' commitment to attending December's conference in Copenhagen, Denmark, to assure the achievement of a new climate change accord.
Hello there, this is Uku Paku, and my diet is animal-free. I'm here to share a health tip. When enjoying a snack along with a drink, please be sure to clean the outside of the beverage bottle with a vinegar solution or soap and water before starting. This will prevent the spread of germs as you eat and drink. Thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for watching. Now for the weather around the world.
In good governance news, China improves rural education. The country launched a project in 2006 to recruit college graduates to teach for at least 3 years in schools in remote areas. The initiative extends across 11 provinces, municipalities, and autonomous areas in western China and two other provinces. Between 2006 and 2008, 59,200 aspiring teachers entered the program. In 2009 alone, 50,000 dedicated individuals committed themselves to becoming instructors. Our sincere accolades, China, for giving all your citizens good educational opportunities. May teachers and students gain many enriching life experiences and benefits through this caring endeavor.
In peace news, the USA Intercultural Initiative promotes harmony. Established in 1993 by journalist Mr. John Wallach, Seeds of Peace brings together Israeli, Palestinian, Egyptian and Jordanian youths at a friendship camp in the state of Maine. The annual gathering enables the participants ages 14 to 16 to get to know and understand each other. When the young people return to their own countries, the nonprofit supports them in becoming community leaders and peace advocates. Our heartfelt gratitude, Seeds of Peace, for your very important work. May the goodness you create bring the fruit of love and acceptance to many. Up next on Noteworthy News, beautiful southern right mother and baby whales are spotted in Tasmania. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. More happy news soon on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, hopeful news for a contented world. In animal news, rare whales return to Australia. A mother and two-day-old calf, southern right whales were photographed on Tasmania's east coast. Wildlife biologist Dr. David Pemberton said, "There have been mother and calf pairs reported for quite a few years, but we needed scientific proof they were breeding in this area. We finally got that today. So it is very exciting. After being described as almost extinct by 1841, now approximately 1,500 of the endangered whales are known to exist in Australian waters. We are so happy to hear of the beautiful whales in Tasmania's waters. May we take every protective measure so that these magnificent children of God once again thrive in peace and safety." And now for some laughter with a joke told in Moldovan entitled Class Picture.
Învățătoarea a încercat să convingă toți elevii să-și cumpere câte o fotografie după ce a avut loc o conferință foto a clasei. Doar imaginați-vă ce plăcere ar fi să le priviți când veți ajunge maturi și ați spune: "Asta e Jennifer, ea e judecător." Ori: "Asta e Michael, el e medic." De undeva din clasă se auzi o voce subțirică a unui copil: "Iar asta e învățătoarea, ea e bătrână."
And now for our viewer's hotline on From the Holy Buddhist Tipitaka, instructions to Rahula at Mango Stone and the Buddha's words on loving kindness on Supreme Master Television's Between Master and Disciples.
Thank you for uploading, and thank you to the narrators as well. May you all be well and happy. Be awake now, Malaysia.
Greetings, be awake now. Thank you for your message and nice wishes. The Buddha and all great masters have taught us greatly about the important lesson of loving kindness. In fact, it is this very noble quality that can save our lives at this dire stage of global warming. We simply need to practice a cruelty-free lifestyle, which means a vegan diet. We all be blessed by the merciful light of divinity.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May peace be upon you. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Singapore pledges $50,000 to aid typhoon-struck Philippines, in addition to a condolence letter sent from Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong to Philippine President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo.
Cirque du Soleil founder Guy Laliberté becomes the first Canadian space tourist, launching with U.S. astronaut Jeffrey Williams and Russian cosmonaut Maxim Sergeyev for the International Space Station.
Palestinian parties Hamas and Fatah groups announce plans to ratify an Egyptian-mediated reconciliation accord in mid-October to restore national unity.
In New South Wales, Australia, two unnamed teenage brothers and their mother bring $100,000 in cash to the police after finding it on the banks of a countryside creek.
With further improvements in stability and security in Iraq, the United States announces the withdrawal of 4,000 troops earlier than originally planned to be departing by the end of October 2009.
Iranian photographer and journalist Babak Amir Tafreshi, whose work has been featured by the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, was awarded the Leonard Nilsen Award for his remarkable images of the night sky.
Formosa, or Taiwan, offers a $500,000 donation for humanitarian aid to drought-stricken Guatemala.
Syria and Jordan agree to boost cooperative relations in areas such as trade, economy, transport, energy, media, and education.
legendary French vegetarian actress Brigitte Bardot, who retired and sold all her belongings to start an animal rights foundation in 1973, celebrates her 75th birthday and is honored in her native France with a retrospective on her early career.
The foreign ministers of Turkey and Armenia announced plans to sign an accord re-establishing the two countries' diplomatic ties.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.